Start your day at the 208, up at 5-ish K.
Parsha Sazaria, two topics in the Parsha, a very short perek at the beginning dealing with the Tumas Leda, the Tuma that occurs to a lady after she gives birth, and then the rest of the Sedra deals with Tzaras. So, as we mentioned the Ramban previously, the Sefer Vayikra, it's called Torah's Kainim, but the aim of Vayikra is to keep the Kedusha that we achieved at the end of Shemois, and in order to maintain the Hashros Hashchino, it's necessary for Yidin to act with Kedusha. So Mamela, the Parsha begins by Yikra with Kabonos, which is bringing a closeness to Hashem. The opposite of Shchino is when you are together with Hashem, and the opposite is when Hashem is away from you. So in the beginning, we start off, we got Kabonos to keep you close, and then you have Kabbalah of a Chait, if that really you've moved away. And then Parsha Shemini discusses Macholos Asuros, called the Metamtem Asalev. So we're continuing on the theme of retaining our closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mederech Kedusha. So anything which impedes or spoils this, we have to remove. So therefore we have here now in Sazria, we have, as in the end of Shemini we had the Tumas Sherotzim, etc. Here now the Torah talks about another Tumas Leda. And the Torah goes on to, because this is, there's a Tumah. And then, of course, the Tzaras is the greatest Richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It brings a Tumah on the person at the highest level. So that's the themes of the Pasha. That's how the Pasha goes along. So, with this we understand why the Torah begins with Tumas Leda, a new kind of Tumah called Tumas Leda. But the difficulty in the Pasha is the purpose of these first few psukim is to teach us the din when the lady becomes Tomei and she has to wait 40 days with the boy and brings a korban, 80 days with the girl, brings a korban and she's back to her level before. That's very good, but why does the pasuk tell us in Gimel of Ayom Hashmini Yimel B'Sa'ar Olosai? It's true that on Yom Hashmini you have to mal, but irrelevant. We know the din of a milah already. We know milah beforehand. We know about it. So why is the Torah telling you should know? And when a woman has a child, she becomes Tomei, and then make a bris. It doesn't say make a bris benefit when he's 30 days. Oh, yeah, gone. Why is the pasuk bring the inyan of milah here into the Pasha? Okay. So the Znam LaTorah says very nicely. It's mamish a continuation of the theme in Shemini. In Shemini, we had by macholos, by animals, and by dogim, the Torah gave us two simone tahara. For a behemoth, for us to be tahor to eat, you have to have mafreset pasal and male geira. It's got to chew the cud and it's got to have a split hoof. By fish, the posuk again gives two simonim, snape the kaskeses. You have to have fins and scales. So the Torah says, to retain kedusha, to retain cleanliness, you need two simonim. And a yid, that ochom, two simonim to remain the kedusha. One simon is the whole key Sazria, and how did she come back to Sazria? Through Kedusha with her husband. That's the Kedusha of the Tumas, the Tumas Nida. And then another thing you need Mila. With Mila, now a Yid that's born, when his parents were created in Kedusha, and he has a Mila, now he has two Simonim, he belongs. He's one of us. That's the two simonim. Like Behemoth, two simonim. We have two simonim. The Kedusha of the parents before the child is born, and then the child has a Mila. Now we're part of Klal Yisrael. That's why it's connected. It flows. It's not a kasha why the Pasuk has to bring the Shemini. Okay. With the Mila, it says, "Vayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Orlosoi," circumcised the flesh, Besar Orlosoi. Elsewhere, when we have a dinim of a necessity of Mila, it says there, for example, Pesach. We're going Belein Pesach Chodesh. Somebody who is an Eved becomes Yimel. If you have an Eved, a Goy, becomes Eid, and he wants to have Pesach, Yimol, he has to have Mila. It says Yimol, but not Bosa. Why here is the Torah putting the word Bosa in the Mila, whereas with the Eved Kanani or whatever it is, the Eved that you have and that you want, he wants to eat a carbon Pesach, it says he has to have Mila, it doesn't say Mila or Bosa. Right? What's the difference between that and not? So the Chassam Sofer says that Amir Dikazach. I have to know exactly how to interpret his words, but he says these words. I'll say these words to you, and then we'll have to work out what he says. A Yid, who's born and is an Orel, he's a Mal. He's a Red Inmo. A Goy, who has Milo, is still perhaps still an Orel. What does he mean by that? It means like this. The Etzem Mahusfun A Yid. When a Yid is born, a Yid is an Eved Hashem. He's come from Kedusha, from his parents. By nature, it's inherent in his bloodstream, by his DNA and all his genes and everything is an Eved Hashem. So, Be'emes, what's Mila? Mila is to remove blockages that stop you serving Hashem. That's what Mila is. Cut away something which is in the way. Right? Be'emes is the Yid in himself. As he's born, he's already ready for Avodas Hashem. Novos, there's a physical impediment, a piece of skin. Remove the skin. Oh, but you're not changing the actual person. The person himself is an Eved Hashem, but there's something there, there's something physical blocking it, so take that blockage away. Yimul Basar or Lothoi. But a Goy who's not born B'Kedusha, a Goy wants to have Korban Pesach, a Goy has to have a Shalchus to Yiddishkeit, you've got to mal him. Him, he's a Mahus. He's not fit for Avodas Hashem. He's not the Keli. He doesn't just need a piece of Bosom missing. He needs his whole change. Yehimoil Lo. You have to change him. Remove from him in entirety. The Milo for him is something much, much bigger. Zerzot Chassam Sofer. But those words, Ayid Afil Orel Humol, and it is hard how to touch it, but don't you take claw. I saw in the Chassam Sofer that a Yid already is an Eved Hashem. A few little bits and pieces to take out of the way. A skin, a basar or loss, a story basar. You're not changing the person, you're changing the outward, whatever. I'll do the Chassam Sofer. Okay. Let's move into the Taras. I can't remember where I saw this. I didn't write it down at the time. It was a very interesting observation. The Torah begins with the halacha of Taras, Adam ki yiyeh ba'oy basaroi. Atem kruim Adam, ve'ein omas oilam kruim Adam. That's why Taras can't happen to Tagoy, because Taras is a ruchanistic, although there's one exception. It did happen to Goy, but now we're not going to that just now. Okay. But here he says, Adam, a mensch, ki yiyeh ba'oy basaroi. So the Torah is telling us Adam. This is unusual. The Torah says Adam. The Torah doesn't usually start off Adam. Dabbel b'nei Yisrael, you know. Misal Adam. Dabbel b'nei Yisrael lema. Kiyiyeh, but don't need Adam. Interestingly, at the beginning of Vayikra, we had also Adam. The beginning of the pasuk, the first, second pasuk, Dabbel b'nei Yisrael matalim, Adam ki yakrim mikem. So the Torah by the Kabbalah says Adam, and here it says Adam. But there's a massive difference between the two. In Vayikra it says Adam ki yakrim mikem, a man of you, one of you. Adam mikem, all that mikem is in the wrong place. Midash and only other. Adam ki yakrim mikem means an Adam mikem, one of you lot, ki yakrim, when you bring Karbonis. Here it doesn't say Adam mikem, Adam. Mazanaf kemina. There's Azoi. We know there are three chalokim, three different departments of tzaras. Starting with the lowest level, tzaras abayis. There can be tzaras on the walls of the home, and there can be tzaras on the beged, on a garment, and then tzaras on the person. Obviously, the last one is the most severe, because if he becomes a mitzvah, his life's virtually, well, has come to an end. Okay. So the Torah tells us there are three different levels of tzaras. And by the way, the word metzora means moitzi ra. this guy who became a Matoira, there's something inside him that's not good. It's come out. The Torah now, by bringing Taras on his house or on his clothes or on him, has brought out the truth. What's our mention is? Moitzira. We brought out that was right in him. Whatever he did, the Gemara says, Sheva Devorim, Negoim Boim. We always say Yilosh and Hora, but that's one of them. The Taras can come from various. This person outwardly appears, superficially appears a nice guy, but inside him there's bad, and the Torah by giving him Tzoraz is Moitzira, he's a Moitzira. Okay. But the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Balarachmim Negev Ben Nefoshes Techila. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off with the Tzoraz, he doesn't start off giving a person Tzoraz, level one. We start with level one, the lightest level, Tzoraz Abayis. A person sees an unexpected marks on the wall, so could be Tzoraz, comes to the coin, could be Tzoraz. It's a warning from Shemayim that things are not as they should be with you, and pull your socks up, posh it. If he doesn't get the message, it goes by, and even he goes through the problems of the Tzoraz, he might even have to demolish his home, and I doubt if he'll get insurance, because that'll be called an act of God, won't it? It'll be called an act of God, so he won't get insurance on the house. So you lose your house, however many hundreds of thousands of millions it cost you, it's gone, finished, down to the ground, could be. If you don't get that message, then Hashem says, oh, dear me, dear me, we'll have to give it a bit closer, the clothes that you wear, is a bit nearer to you. And if you don't get that message, the goof. If that's the case, by the way, why is the Torah put them in the reverse order? It's in the reverse order. In the Chumash, here in Sazria, we've got Tzoraz a goof. Then, at the end of the parasha, Tzoraz, in Sazria, we've got Tzoraz a goof. Then Tzoraz habagodim. And then next week, parasha, halfway through, we've got Tzoraz abotim. Why is it in the reverse order? Now that's poshut. If someone is going to commit a crime, and we tell him the punishment is, you get a £5 fine, Mela. But if you tell him, if you don't pay the £5 fine, it goes up to £1 million. And if you don't pay £1 million, you get put into jail for 20 years. So which is the best thing to warn him? Warn him, the worst consequence. Don't do it, because the consequence is gefährlich. Not tell him the consequence is lesser. So although the Hashem won't lemaisa, doesn't lemaisa give him the heaviest consequence first, but when you're warning somebody, it's sensible to tell him of the worst scenario that could be. Oh, good, it might not get to that hard, but this is what your Avera could bring you to. So that's why it's in the reverse order. Okay. So when would it happen? Lefidis Chazal, when will it happen that a person will have Tzoraz HaGuf? When he's really gone right through Tzoraz HaBayis and all the horrible scenario of going demolishing his house, etc., etc. And then, a few weeks later, he didn't take the message from Hashem. He carried on in his old bad ways. And he has Taras, he's begotten. And that really is a wake. Although, it isn't so, I mean, how to say, it's not so terrible. So you've lost your jacket. In my yesh, I mean, somebody said to me, the society we live in, somebody said yesterday, so what do you bother going to the coin for? Throw it in the bin. We live in a throwaway society, in a disposable. So his suits, go buy another suit. Mayesh, why bother go to the coin? It was a glorious cashier. Well, of course, the answer is obvious, but the cashier was, why go to the coin and say, listen, I think I've got Tzoraz on this. Are you sure? No, another shirt goes to Marks and Spencer. Buy a good shirt, cost you 40 quid. Okay, all right, so cost you his fees, boss. What's this, Kefala? Why bother with the coin? The mice have 1 week, and put it in the bin. Disposal society. It shows you how we look at things. Throw it in the bin, what will happen? Hashem says, you think you got away with it, so I'll either give you knock or I'll give you on your butt on your goof. But the question was an eye opener. I was asked this question yesterday. It shows how we think. No, throw it away. My yes, throw it away. I mean, the Gemara talks about a broken piece of a saucer. What do we do if a saucer breaks it off? We throw it in the bin. No, they used it. It's still usable for a stopper, for a keli. It's a different. Our attitude towards life is different than the way the Torah really designed it. Okay, so a guy who gets Tzoraz, a man who gets Tzoraz HaGuf, has gone right through the Tzoraz HaBayis and Tzoraz HaBeged. What's for that man, Jesus? He's not one of us. Adam, don't say Mikem. No, he's not Mikem. He's the Chashin. I yield up a bringing a korban. Odom ki yachid mi kem. It's one of my people, the gladiator, that bring a korban. A mensch was a hal shalim by Tzoraz HaGuf. It's hard to call him mi kem. Odom ki yachid. Leave out the mi kem. He's not close with me. Hanish ka shachid mi tums. It's a nice day. If we say that Tzaras is coming from coming because of Lashon Hara, okay, Lalan Lashon Hara. The Gemara says various other things. He's mean, and he's a Balgaiva. There's various things, but we'll take the most common, well known. The Torah calls Tzaras Seis Oisapachas Oivaheres, which the Gemara tells us Seis is an Av. Baheres is an Av, there's two Ovis, and Sapachas is the one adjoining it, there's the two Sapachas, one for Ace and one for Sapachas, and one for Baheres. Okay. So, but the Torah describes the Tzoras as Sa'ace, Sapachas, and Baheres. So the Svarim say, this is a Remez, these three Lashonas are a Remez to the cause of his Tzoras. If he spoke Lashon Hara, there are three situations, three causes, if that's the right word to use, why people speak Lashon Hara. Number one, a person thinks he's great. I am Pam Yenim. So he speaks Lashon Hara about Yenim, to knock Yenim down. A person says, oh, him, is because he wants to elevate, he wants to degrade someone else to elevate himself. That's Se'es, Gaiva, Hepzachov, Se'es. Sapachas means a join on. He's in the wrong company. Bemis is not maybe such a bad guy, but he mixes with people who are loose-tongued, and that's the way it goes. You know, Chabad Chaim speaks at great length about it. It's unfortunately a normal, and the word normal, but a natural, a common occurrence where people chat and talk loose talk. He joins together, as Elchon mentioned, the Chofetz Chaim says, don't have any shul, need these kind of people, don't have it to do with these kind of people. But people that are loose talked and they talk too much, and you're part of the group, you eventually end up like them, tzapachas, you're joined onto them. And Baheres is pshat, I'm terrific to show how good I am in comparison. I don't do this, Yenna does. So there's Baheres. It's in a way a bit of a gaiva, but it's different than gaiva. It's showing how good I am. Baheres means bright, yeah? Boiha, bright lights in the sky. Baheres, yeah? So a person will talk Lashon Hara because he wants to show and contrast himself and his tzidkas, his madrega up against other people. The Torah tells you, you'll get Tzaras. The Kerem HaTzvi, so the Muridik HaShtikl on this Tzaras here like this. He asks various questions on the Pasha. In Tzaras and Haguf, which we've got here, the Pasuk says, V'huva elar eldam ki'eva over, sorry, if a person has in him these marks on his flesh, V'huva he will be brought elar in HaKoyen. And the Kohen has a look at the Nega. The Seba Nega Hofachlovan, the first passage talking about where it's definite Tzaras. He's got a white mark on his flesh. And the hair in the flesh has turned white. Tzaras who? He is V'ra'ohu HaKohen. The Kohen shall see him. He's already seen him. What's that repeat? V'ra'ohu HaKohen. V'ra'ohu HaKohen is a Nega. Kohen sees the Nega. And he has a look at it. And he says, oh, he's Tommy. What's the pasuk saying? One question. By Tzaras Habayis, it says, Hashem will give Tzaras in your house, Ubo Asheloi Habayis. The person who has the house will come to the Kohen. It doesn't say he's brought to the Kohen. Here it says, V'huva El HaKohen. By Nega Guf, it says, V'huva. He will be brought to the Kohen. And an examination. With Habayis, it says, Ubo. He will come to the Kohen. And he says, Kernega, what's Kernega? And what's Niroli? Kernega, it's Nega, it's Kernega. And what's Niroli? What's the Li? What's the differences in the Psukim, in the way that the Torah says it? So he says like this, glorious. The difference between Chole HaGuf and Chole HaNefesh, if a person is not well physically or spiritually, Tzaras, the difference is the total opposites. If a person wakes up in the morning not feeling so good, no, get by, take a Panadol, sit down. The headache continues, a couple of days, take a stronger painkiller. If it persists, Chodesh Ke'etzer goes to the doctor. And if it doesn't go, they'll go to a specialist. If it, you know, if it, at the beginning, when it's a slight problem, we'll get by, manage. But when it's severe, then we go and ask for help. By Nige Haguf and Amensh, Ruchnias is Punkt Verkehrt. Punkt Verkehrt. We know, clearly, we've been told many times, if you repeat the Chet, it Nase Leke Heta. Adam Shechota Vashona, Nase Leke Heta. Nase Leke Heta, it appears a Heta. Not so terrible. If you do the Avera once, oy. If you've done it 2-3 times, no. Unfortunately, that's human nature. So it's as I. A person, a fine Elchid, as far as he knows, he's doing everything nice. He wakes up one morning, comes down in the morning, oy, on the wall, there's a mark. Oy. He's a high madrega, so he noticed straight away a drop in his ruchnis. There's a drop in my ruchnis. Something is wrong with me. Oh boy, like Kohen. He'll come to the Kohen. He'll come to the Kohen. Say, Rebbe. Yeah? Not just come to the Kohen. We'll see. Not just go to the Kohen, but the Kohen will be the one who'll diagnose. It's not just a diagnosis. It's the Kohen is the one who's Yorim B'Shutech Le'Yagav. He'll give me Musa. He'll say, Rebbe. Yeah? So, a person who's on a high level in his Yiddishkeit, and he has a drop in his ruchnis, he finds, Lama Lugan. He did an abeirah which he doesn't normally do. He's spoken chazas hashatz. Oy, chat hashreka. He's upset with himself. What have I done? But if he's been talking chazas hashatz for the last 6 weeks, the seventh week it doesn't bother him at all. That's why, when it's a nega habayis, which is at the start of his procedure, he's on a high level and there's something wrong. Uba, he'll come on himself to the coin and say, Kernega Nirali, there's something wrong with me, not the house. Kernega, it looks like it's the house, but it's Lee. But when it's Saras Haguf, he's already ignored the message of Saras Habayis, and he's ignored the message of Saras and begot him. He's already low down. The avodas that he's doing are not bothering him anymore. So when he does it again, he's mayesh. Behova. Other people have to take him to the coin. This doing nish. That's why he says the behova. And veroha coin. The coin sees the nega. Verohu. The coin sees it's him. And the coin points out what's wrong with him. That's why here. Veroha and verohu. And why behova and ubar. Totally different situation in this place. Person's life. A very interesting chap from the Peninim Yekorim in the end of the Pasha. Tzoras, Nebuch, Nega. If a person, Nebuch, suffers from a Nega, he's got only one Eitzah, there's no medication, you can have the best specialist in the world, he's got to go to the Kohen, and the Kohen will give him most of his daft design, and if he does Teshuvah, he'll get better. If he does Teshuvah, if Nebuch doesn't get Tzaras, any of the three levels has Tzaras, and that's really a big clap from Shamayim, or a chap, he takes the message, and he does Teshuvah, he's on a better Madrega than he was earlier on, right? So he was on this Madrega, and he slipped and did an Avera, and now he's done Teshuvah, he's on a higher Madrega. His Nega became an Oineg. Oineg. I'm not happy that I got Tzaras, but look what's happened. Oineg. I'm better than I was before. It says a Simcha. Oineg. Then the word Nega is the same letters as Oineg. The only difference is the placing of the Ayin. It's either at the beginning or at the end. The same with the word Tzaras. Change the letters around, it's Atzeres, which is Yontif. Right? If a person has Tzaras and changes around, it's Atzeres, it's a Yontif. In the end of the Parsha, there's a Stikel Remez to that. By Shavi, at the end of the parasha, we're talking about the beggar that's been washed. Veroha koin achrehu kabeses anega. The koin sees after the nega has been washed. Vehinean behold, what happens? Lohofach anega es enoi. If the appearance of the plague has not changed, vehanega lohifosa. It's not gone any worse, but it's not changed. Tomehu. Vehanega lohofach hanega es enoi. Enoi is the ayin. The word nega has not swapped its ayin to the front. So he's obliged to Tommy. Yeah, it's not got it. An ayin here can mean Your eye isn't just your eye that physically sees. Your eye means your understanding. This man hasn't changed his attitude. He's not changed his attitude, the ayin. And therefore, the ayin hasn't gone from the back of the, from the end of the letter, the end of the word, nam gimel ayin. It's gone to, not gone to the front, because if it goes to the front, it'd be tohor and it'd be a yom tov. Nega will become oineg. Okay, that was shame. Amen. Amen.